Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And today, Jonah, we'll be talking with Eliza Bozinski about the great work of the Anderson Center for Autism, and it's their 100th anniversary.
Well, let me be the first, Eliza, to say happy anniversary. At least in this
Thank you. I'll be the second.
All right. And for those of you listening at home, Eliza's voice should be very familiar because her great show, 1 in 36, is heard on many of these same stations. So, Eliza, before we find out why your show is called 1 in 36, tell us, what is the Anderson Center for Autism?
Anderson Center for Autism is a, well, first of all, good morning and thank you for having me on again. It's been a while. It's good to be back. Anderson Center is a lot of things, but at its core, we are a residential and day school for children and also a residential program for adults, all with autism spectrum disorder. And we've been around, as you said before, for 100 years. We have not always been serving a population of autistic individuals, but we have always been serving a population of people with some type of special needs, whether it's a learning challenge or behavioral, you know, challenges, or, and again, at this point, specifically serving people on the autism spectrum. We do a lot more than that, but that's the core of what we do. And we are a center because we recognize that we are a resource for our community.
Now, Eliza, you mentioned autism spectrum disorder. Mm-hmm. There are people who may not understand what that's all about. And why is it called being on the spectrum?
So autism spectrum disorder is the name of it because it is, if you think about a spectrum, there's sort of a range, right? Mm-hmm. And autism can affect, it affects just like everything, really. It affects individual people in individual specific ways. Some people who have autism are what would be considered on the sort of one far end of the spectrum, where they're maybe very behaviorally complex in terms of needing a lot of supports in the community at home, needing maybe a residential placement with structure 24/7 and highly trained staff to help them reach their goals and pursue their passions and learn and become more independent, but in a very structured setting. That's really what Anderson does. That's what we're designed to do, both with adults and children on our children's campus. The other end of the spectrum can be are often people who have autism also, but are affected differently in that they might be very vocal communicators. They might be able to go through school in their home school district, even go to college, hold a job, but they may be affected with some social neurodivergencies and things that also impact them and are very real, but may not be sort of precluding them from some of the accessing some of the community supports and the things that we love to do in our community, the way some of the folks we serve are.
A while back, we had author Jesse Saperstein as our guest. And
you know,
Jesse, he's a great guy, a lot of fun, terrific sense of humor. And he's written several books about his autism spectrum disorder. And but he's self-sufficient. He lives on his own. Obviously, the Anderson Center, which is a beautiful campus, let's talk about that in just a moment, handles folks that need a little more intensive hands-on help.
Yeah, and tell us again, Eliza, where it's located, and what is the age range of where you start taking care of your clients, residents? I don't know what is the correct term. I guess I should use for.
Well, they're all people.
That's right.
And you know that you bring up an interesting point. Right now, actually, the language is changing and evolving, and so there are autistic self advocates, many of whom are sort of advocating for different types of language being used. We really serve either, you know, people with autism or autistic people or even people with neurodivergencies. There's a lot of new kind of language coming into the vernacular. On Anderson's campus, which is located in Statsburg, New York. So we are just between Hyde Park and Rhinebeck, New York in the Hudson Valley. Our main campus, which is where our children's program is and most of our administrative buildings, is right on Route 9. Again, in Statsburg, New York. We have over 100 acres. It's gorgeous. It is basically between Route 9 and the Hudson River. And it's just a beautiful campus, very bucolic. Really, we've tried to preserve a lot of the older buildings on campus. But we also have a very modern facility with a wonderful school building, a recreation center, a lot of outdoor space that our students and the staff and families who come visit utilize and appreciate. And then we have some administrative buildings and our residences, which are Typically for about 8 to a maximum of 10 students in one residence, and their staff, and they're beautiful and have, you know, lawns and everything that you could need in a residence. And it's really meant to be a home away from home for our students, many of whom stay with us for many years, depending on when they come. You asked about the age range. We are able to serve on our children's campus children as young as 5 and up to 21 or 22 years old, depending on the school district. We typically see referrals coming in at the earliest around 7 or 8, though. Typically 5-year-olds. It's very hard to have a peer group for 5-year-olds. And in a lot of cases, families and their homeschool districts are still working with those children to see if they can provide the supports they need in a less restrictive environment where they can be home. So usually 7 or 8 is typically our youngest student on campus.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the name of your radio program, interview program that talks about the great work of the Anderson Center is called 1 in 36. Heard on many of these same stations. What is the meaning of 1 in 36?
Thank you for asking. The original name of the show was 1 in 88. It has changed over the years, and it is 1 in 36 right now because we follow the CDC study, longitudinal long-term study on the rates of autism diagnoses in this country. And right now, the rate of diagnoses for children in the United States is 1 out of every 36 children are diagnosed on the autism spectrum, somewhere on the spectrum. The rate is higher for boys than girls. It always has been since they started that study. There's a lot of different sort of speculations and potential reasons why that is. But the overall average is 1 in 36. And whenever that updated study comes out, we typically change the name to keep up with the times and keep people aware.
Yeah. Now, why has it gone from 1 in 88, I remember when it was 1 in 42, to 1 in 36?
That's my question, Jonah. Yep.
Go ahead and feel free to ask it.
Yeah. Well, either, no matter who asked it, I can't really answer you. I don't know. However, there's, again, a lot of different possible reasons why. One of them certainly has to do with increased awareness and also better tools and more training in medical schools, where pediatricians, I think, are more well equipped
to
diagnose earlier, as well as families. I think the stigma is changing. I think families are more comfortable coming out earlier saying, I think there's something going on and I'd like my child to be evaluated. Whereas many years ago, first of all, there weren't as many services available, so a diagnosis didn't necessarily help in terms of obtaining services. And also, people just didn't know as much. So there's also a lot of research right now happening.
And before we go to the break, Eliza, give us the website for the Anderson Center in case people want to learn more about the terrific work you folks do.
Sure. It's AndersonCenterForAutism.org.
One more time.
AndersonCenterForAutism.org.
Now, folks, home, get a pencil and paper. We'll have our terrific guest, Eliza Pozinski, repeat that in the next portion of the program, which comes to us after Kathy Kruger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
Well, Jonah, we are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are there wedding bells in your future?
Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the Village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treeboss. With me is my co-host and our producer, Kathy Krueger. And you longtime listeners know the producer's job is to book terrific guests. And she's outdone herself this time, and she's going to introduce our truly terrific guest.
Oh, yeah. Those words are not even close to describing our guest. And that's Eliza Buzinski. And she works at the Anderson Center for Autism and does a wonderful job, because I hear nothing but wonderful things about students who go to Anderson and just have a wonderful, wonderful experience. I know that because of where I live in Pleasant Valley, and a young man that we follow and we all love and hear that he's doing great.
Well, you know, Eliza doesn't just work
at
the Anderson Center.
Eliza
doesn't just work at the Anderson Center. She is the voice of the Anderson Center and the host of 1 in 36, heard on many of these same stations.
Right.
Eliza, welcome back to Radio Rotary.
Thank you. You're zooting me up a little too
much. Yeah, there you go.
So
I appreciate the support. The podcast is really all about trying to give people a platform to share all the great work that they're doing, and also highlighting some of the things that are going on at Anderson. But I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me back on.
Well, that's our goal too. We want to highlight all the great things Rotary does, things that are coming up, and people like yourself who take Rotary volunteers to do good in the world. So we'll talk about Rotary volunteers at Anderson Center in just a moment. But for those who may have tuned in late, tell them what the Anderson Center is all about, and also what it's meant by autism spectrum disorder.
Sure. Anderson Center, we are celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. So we were founded in 1924 by Dr. Victor V. Anderson. We are a residential school and adult program for individuals with autism. Specifically, we serve a population of people on the autism spectrum, which means that the people we serve are really significantly challenged. They're typically behaviorally complex, often non-vocal, and communicate in other ways, and really benefit from the structure of a 24/7, 365 program. So we do have a few students who come to us as day students and live in local communities, but primarily we're a residential program. And we've been serving a population of people who need support with several different types of special needs since we were founded. So we're proud of that legacy and that history. But again, since the 90s, we've really been focused specifically on serving autistic people. And I think I commented on the spectrum, which basically means that autism affects, it's a developmental disability that affects each person in a different way. Some in a more sort of outwardly observable way, where they're often struggle with social cues and maybe challenging behaviors and communication, and some people in a much more subtle way, but still affects them. And so everybody has their own experience with autism. As members of our general community, it's good to know that and remind ourselves that we don't know everything that's going on for a person that we might meet. So somebody may just not be able to make comfortable eye contact. That could be because they are somewhere on the autism spectrum. But that same person might be able to go through school, go through college, hold down a really solid career, have a family. The folks we serve at Anderson typically need that support.
And your show is 1:36. Kind of just review that real quick, because there's something real important that you said about, I think, the statistics changing all the time. And that's why your show changes its title
right.
all the time. For because I my experience too, with even with my own daughter who's now 40, back when she was young, getting her diagnosed with Tourette syndrome, you can imagine back then, you know, it took so many years to get her diagnosed. I'm a nurse, I knew, but to get her diagnosed was a whole different ball game. So you know, it takes a while to get somebody diagnosed.
It does. And it's getting access to those doctors and having the doctors get the training that they need while in medical school, and then having the assessment tools that are available. That has all been evolving and developing in a positive way for so many families who have a child, a young child, for whom they think something might be going on and they want that, you know, to be assessed. The 1 in 36 just represents the current statistic of children being diagnosed in this country with autism. When I started the show, I don't even know how many years ago, but at least probably 10 or so, the name of the show was 1 in 88, and that was the statistic back then. So it is increasing, multiple reasons why, and multiple speculations as to why, but there's a lot of research going on into whether there are other factors beyond just more awareness.
Mm-hmm. Is it, if we have parents listening who maybe young parents of an infant, what kind of things should they be looking for to ask the doctor, can you check about my child?
Sure. There's a lot of information online. So it always, you know, suggests that you can always go online and sort of look for various checklists. But generally speaking, it's things like, it can be things like just development of words of the beginning of a vocabulary, and then the slow or sudden loss of those words. Mm-hmm. We see a lot, you know, we hear a lot about that. Sometimes for a slightly older child, it might be making eye contact or not making eye contact, sort of avoiding that, you know, general, as the child is developing, looking into somebody's eyes. And then different social cues there for little toddlers. We hear stories sometimes about kids who sort of play with toys, but don't play in the same way that the parent might have expected them to play. So instead of having cars on the floor and you're crashing your cars into each other, or, you know, pretending to take your, you know, the people on a ride somewhere, they might be lining up those cars. And just that's what they want to do, sort of line things up or spin a wheel over and over, repetitive types of play as opposed to really creative, explorative play. Now, bear in mind, I am not a clinician. I am not a doctor. Everybody is different. So those things do not mean that the child is on the autism spectrum. But those are some things where, you know, if you start to notice that, You talk to your doctor. And the other thing is, I always say this, parents, you are the expert on your own child. So if you feel as though you have some questions for your doctor, ask the questions. And hopefully you have a doctor who listens to you and is either willing to give an assessment or tell you what they think. But, you know, if you think something's going on, it's always okay to ask the questions.
Right.
And you can look online for information at the Anderson Center website, which Eliza is.
Yes, it's AndersonCenterForAutism.org. And you're correct, Jonah. Thank you. We do have a few resources on that website in terms of gaining more information or being prepared for a doctor visit.
Eliza Bizinski, give us that website one more time.
Spell Anderson, because you can
sure. Oh, you're yes. right. It's, yes. it's Anderson with an O. So it's AnderSon, yes. Center for Autism, which is AUTISM.org.
Right.
And folks, I'm going to get a pencil and paper. Eliza, we'll repeat that in the next portion of the program. So, you know, Rotarians love to volunteer. Do you need volunteers at the Anderson Center?
We love volunteers. Yes. And we also love the Rotary. We've had a lot of great experiences with Rotarians over the years in a multitude of ways. Always find them to be very receptive and interested in learning new things and you ask great questions. So we appreciate that. At Anderson, we do have volunteer opportunities. Spring and summer is a great time to get involved because we often have outdoor opportunities on our campus, on our main campus, that include things like helping us, you know, sort of repaint lines on our parking lots, which are, you know, may not be the most exciting thing to do, but it's necessary and it's really helpful, especially for our operations team, who's they work an incredible amount to keep our facilities in good working order. There's beautification opportunities. We're investing in our campus right now in Statsburg, and it's gorgeous. So it gives you a chance to come and see our little gem on Route 9, but also have an opportunity to help us out there. And there's a multitude of other things that volunteers can get involved in. So happy
and
to do that.
This year is especially important to get involved because it's their 100th anniversary. Yes. And we're going to find out more about that right after these important messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Treve on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, greeting cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ArtByTreve. That's Art by Treve on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboss. With me is my co-host, Kathy Krueger, and we've got a great guest that Kathy's going to reintroduce. Kathy, take it away.
Oh, Jonah, we have been having a great talk with Eliza Bozinski, and she's been telling us all about the great work of the Anderson Center for Autism, and now she's really going to focus on telling us about their big special anniversary coming up.
Yes. Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, Jonah. So Anderson Center for Autism was founded as Anderson School in 1924 by Dr. Victor V. Anderson. He's got an interesting history that we're going to be posting about throughout this year and is on our website as well. So beyond going to our website, which is AndersonCenterForAutism.org, you can also follow us on social media and get a lot of information. We're pretty much on every platform. So just find us and follow us and you'll get to see great pictures and learn little tidbits of our history throughout the year. So back in 1924, he started the school actually in a, I believe it was a church basement, maybe in Shrewsbury, New Jersey. 2 years later, he moved it to the campus where we exist today in Stassburg, New York, and started with a small group of students. Primarily, these were high school students who were from wealthy families in the New York City metro and Long Island area who were looking for a sort of an alternative place to come to school outside of their typical homeschool districts. And over the years, we've served a varied population, always with a focus on providing kind of special services and meeting the needs of students with different needs. But those needs, again, have really evolved over the years and opened our first house for children with autism in the 1970s. And that was opened by and run by two former Anderson employees who are just wonderful people. Got to give them a shout out, Tina and Michael Payer. Tina stayed on and was the executive assistant to the CEO for many years at Anderson. Good friend of mine. And they ran that house. And then in the 90s, the organization developed a focus specifically on serving people with autism, and that's what we've been doing ever since. So this year is in celebration of our centennial. We are trying to host an event of some kind every month. So again, you'll get information like on that if you go to our website, go to our calendar, and also follow us on social media. It's all there. We just held our kickoff event, which was an invitation-only small event in our lobby of our business center, and we revealed our new logo and our tagline for the year, which is a legacy of compassion, a century of impact. So you'll hear that throughout the year.
Whoa, say that one more time.
A legacy of compassion, a century of impact.
Wow.
And that's what we feel we do. And our mission is to optimize the quality of life for people with autism. And that's also what we do and have been doing and will continue to do. And it as we're doing that, we always feel like it optimizes our quality of life. So it's a really wonderful mission to adhere to. So again, throughout the year, we'll have events. Every event, even the ones that have been ongoing for many years, are going to have a centennial feel to them. We're going to have our golf outing, as we usually do in June, and that'll be at the links at Unionvale. We're looking to have a really fun, some kind of summer event, hopefully on our campus, that may be open to the public and really celebrate the history of the Hudson Valley and the Hudson River and us being there. Yep.
That's one everyone wants to really be at. I'll be there because the campus is right on the Hudson. Beyond
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
We have a gorgeous view of the river. Yeah. And we appreciate that. That's probably why Dr. Anderson came up there. I think there was a desire to be in a really beautiful location, but also outside of the city atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have to say we have our gala this year at the Grandview in Poughkeepsie, which we love. We love everybody there. That's on September 28th. And we are thrilled to be honoring Dr. Anderson's grandson, a man named Vance Gage. He is our Victor V. Anderson Community Services Award honoree this year. He is an incredible man, tons of stories, tons of history. He grew up on the campus. He was a student at the school. He was a teacher at the school. He then went on to be a teacher in Washington, D.C. and is now retired. But man, you want to walk around and see some old pictures and walk that campus with Vance, because he knows everybody and he has all the stories. And he's a really warm, wonderful member of our community and our family. And we just couldn't be more happy to be honoring him this year.
Well, it sounds like a really full calendar to celebrate the Anderson Center's 100th anniversary. And your new saying is a great one, but I love the one that you have on your radio program, 1 in 36, which is Anderson Cares. And the person who probably cares the most is with us today, Eliza Bozinski from the Anderson Center. Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about, Eliza, the fact that this is primarily a residential program. You've got the campus on Statsburg, running the beautiful Hudson River, but you have other facilities too. Tell us about that.
We do. We run about 24 group homes throughout Dutchess, Ulster, and Orange County, and those are for adults. We have several lifelong learning centers, which are our day program sites for the same adults. And then we have two early learning academies, one in Pine Plains in a classroom in Cold Spring Elementary. And we just recently opened a facility up in Latham, New York, in the Capital Region, where we're really excited to be starting to have an impact there with our early learning academy serving preschoolers, as well as an Anderson Center clinic. And both of those programs, you can find out more on our website, but we're thrilled to be up in that area. And we're looking forward to just getting to know everybody up there.
I mean, it's just amazing. How is this all funded? I mean, it just seems like you're branched everywhere and there's so much involved. How can you afford it all? How is it all funded?
Well, the good news is families who receive services from Anderson do not have to pay for the residential programs. They do not. The clinic accepts private pay and also insurance, but the core programs that we've been running for years are funded by, in a combination of ways, are funded by the home school district where the student is coming from. Okay. We receive funding from OPWDD, the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities, the Office for Children and Family Services. OCFS, exactly. Mm-hmm. In adult services, there's also Medicaid funding and Social Security. And so there's a mix of funding sources. But we also really benefit from private donations and grants that allow us to go from the minimum services that are funded to what we do every day, which is optimizing the quality of life for people with autism. That takes an investment from our supporters, our families, our trustees, foundations, who all recognize that when they give, that money gets dispersed through programs to make them what you were talking about before, to make them really special and unique to the people we serve.
Yeah.
Now, on the campus, the age range in the school, the main campus, is how much?
Age 5 to 21. Or some school districts are having students stay through 22 now. That's kind of a recent trend. Typically, we see referrals around 7 or 8 years old.
And the group homes, what's the age range there?
Adults. So young adults starting in their 20s, all the way through the lifespan, really.
And for more information, give them the website one more time, Eliza.
My pleasure. It's Anderson with an O, AndersonCenterForAutism.org.
Eliza Bozinski, thank you for everything you and your colleagues do to make the world better for people on the autism spectrum. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you so much. You have a great
day. Thank you, Eliza.
And
give a shout out for April is?
April is Autism Awareness and Autism Acceptance Month. And there'll be a lot going on at Anderson, so check us out.
And we'll have Eliza back in April.
Yes.
So tell us, who has us back every week, Kathy, by sponsoring Radio Rotary?
We are sponsored by the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
For my co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treebwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.